winding road. And I mentioned to you earlier that I would possibly be introducing you again to, well, my friend, my new friend, Atlas Duma, who is involved in the Durban International Jazz Festival that's taking place very shortly now, just down the road from us in Verulam, in fact. And Atlas, lovely to have you back in the studio. I'm hoping today you're going to be announcing some of the artists that are performing. Is that what we're going to be talking about?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Greetings to the listeners at home. Yes.
And with you, we brought the principal of the school, Mrs. S.P. Klongwa. Does Mrs. Klongwa have a first name?
Yes, she does. Sma.
Ma.
S-M-A.
Sma.
Yes.
Sma. That's, you see, because we like to be on first name terms, it's much friendlier.
Okay.
Welcome to the studio, Sma. And with you, you've brought Sibonelo Mlangeni. Nice to see you as well. Are you part of the school or the festival, Sibonelo?
Oh, yes, I'm part of the school. I'm a marketing specialist for the school, trying to sell the idea outside that people must come and support the school in by all means. So that the school can be what the school should be.
Now let's talk about the school, because I saw some video footage that William Duma, our guest from last week, sent me, because William's involved with his Slumball project in doing some of the maintenance of the grounds. And it looks to me as if the school is a heritage building. It looks to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that it is a former, I would imagine, it has a kind of almost monastic appearance. It looks like it was one of those early type church cloisters where nuns used to hover. And then I saw a name, St. Aloysius, and I thought, that's bang on. So it must have been an old, I would imagine, Catholic school. And now it is a girls' boarding school. But that's what I'm assuming. And possibly Sibonelo, you and Sma can fill me in. What is the school all about?
Morning. Yes, it's a Sacred Heart Secondary School. It is an old school because it was built in 1900s, yes, when Catholic religious sisters established it on the Oakford Estate.
So where is the school?
It is in Verulam.
But on the outskirts of Verulam, I believe it's not difficult to access from here.
No, it is not. Because from Verulam, it's 5 kilometers away from Verulam.
And is it still called St. Aloysius?
No, it's now called Sacred Heart Secondary.
Sacred Hearts.
Yes.
Okay. Is it still a Catholic school?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then I'll behave myself. I will not tell any rude jokes or swear. You see, I'm nervous when a school principal joins me. I don't know why. I must have been brainwashed as a kid. But we'll get into the serious stuff in a second. And this is where Atlas comes in. Atlas, when last we spoke, you were going to announce the lineup for the International Jazz Festival. And I said, well, you must come back. And I didn't realize it would be so soon. Well, it's lovely to see you again so soon. Who's on the lineup?
It's a very exciting lineup. There's Slayelo Selota, the very, very well-known jazz guru, you know. So he's popular with his song.
That sounds like Julius Malema, actually. Hey, you're not going to bring him around because I don't like him very much at the moment.
Oh, you're okay.
No, I'm sure. He's not a man of peace. I like men of peace and women of peace.
Yes.
Peace and joy and happiness and love, which is what music is all about.
That's where Silayola Selote comes in, you know.
So the brr pa is not the cause for concern, is it?
No, it's not a cause for concern. It's just an entertainment, you know.
Okay.
So it is taken from those folk plays in the village whereby they are celebrating Christmas.
Oh, you know? Okay. With yeah. Machine guns and things.
No, there's no fighting. There's no. In fact, it's a boxer fight, you know. So, but in a playing form, you know. So, yeah, the no one is get hurt. It's just the song is just displaying that kind of a play.
Oh, you see, what I'm trying to do is encourage many of the people listening right now would never have been, I don't think, to an African jazz concert, a real African jazz concert. Because, you know, we live in different worlds, and it's I'm talking now generically musically.
Yeah.
The music that you hear on 88FM is traditionally sort of Western pop music. There's a little bit of crossover. Mm-hmm. But jazz tends to be a category or a genre that is very, in a sense, specific and fairly difficult to access until you are introduced to it.
Of course.
And what I'm hoping through your initiative and this wonderful show that's coming up is that we can introduce a wider audience to the joy of good African jazz. Because it is true to say that when you immerse yourself in the sound and the joy and the spirit and the movement of that kind of music, there are no divisions. It is everyone comes together in a sense to enjoy this. What is so special about music in particular, it tends to be a unifier. Whether you're sad and you're mourning, it brings people together. Whether you're happy and joyful, it brings people together. Whether you are proud as a nation, it's the ultimate in nation building. Sport does something similar. But for me and for you, I think music is principal.
Yeah.
So who else is on the lineup?
When we actually decided to issue a call for artists to apply or to show interest, then the lineup ending up shaping itself as to how the festival presents itself. So we ended up captured the Doctors. Music Doctors. So we've got Natalie Rangan comes as Dr. Natalie Rangan, graduated from UKZN in the music.
Yeah, no, she's very, very well known.
Yes. Then the other doctor is Bhumesh Mashilwane. We capture him coming from Cape Town International Jazz Festival. So he's going to be performing for us as well. Then we have captured Xolisa Dlamini, Dr. Xolisa Dlamini as well, coming from Cape Town as well, but she's from Durban, but she was involved with Cape Town International Jazz Festival, so they're going to be part of this one as well. Then we've got four graduates, music graduates in jazz, which is Vincent Mthethwa, Yomthobisi Mthalane, Sifiso Kanyile, and Thembalethu. Yes, so those are graduates in jazz, you know. So it means, in fact, it's going to be deliberately a 100% jazz concert.
Yes, you mentioned this the last time we spoke. You're not going to water it down by introducing other more popular genres that sometimes brings a different kind of different audience. So this is a lineup that is aimed specifically towards the jazz lover and the I would imagine the jazz performer as well. It's a different, somewhat different aspect of music. Some would say maybe a little less accessible than the house and the kom and and the amapiano, but nonetheless, it's an extraordinarily accomplished form of communication and something that I am delighted to be talking about and now to be, you're hosting an international jazz event that hopefully is going to become a regular annual event that grows and continues to attract lots of support. At the moment, it's being held as a fundraiser for the school. And maybe we can bring you in here, Sponello. What are the needs of the school?
When the department took over the school from the owner, because apparently a little bit of history, a little bit, when the Catholics sold the school to a certain farmer, then the farmer chased away the school, so there was no school. Then the department decided to buy the school back from the farmer, and the school was left with nothing. So there was a call in 2022 that I must assist the school. So I saw a lot that is required to keep the kids, like all other kids in South Africa, happy and vibrant. So they have an old swimming pool that needs to be repaired. They need a netball ground. They need a hall. The school doesn't have a hall. The school doesn't have a tennis court. So we are busy trying to find those messiahs who can say, here we are, we can assist.
Okay. Smar, can I bring you in and ask you, how many learners are there currently enrolled at the school?
They are 583.
All of them boarders, no day pupils?
No, not all of them. A reason being some parents don't have enough funds to take their daughters to the boarding school. And also, it is hard for us to get funders and donors who are going to assist in order to put all our girls inside the school. That is another reason we decided to have this event that is going to take place on the 2nd of May.
It's going to take place at the school, on the grounds, and Atlas, you mentioned that the stage is set. You have a stage that you're going to be able to erect, or certainly the suppliers will erect. Good sound. When it comes to other facilities, is there going to be some kind of catering facilities on site?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's this thing. If you're a jazz cat, you know, or jazz guru, or jazzophile, you know, so they used to come with a cooler box.
Yeah.
So containing a lot of stuff, could be hot stuff or food or anything, you know. So because we are going to have those things sold during the festival, so we discourage people coming with.
So no cooler boxes. You're gonna. You want to support the vendors, those that are coming to sell there, and so there'll be food and drink on sale at the event.
Exactly. However, if you decide that you come with your own, then we are just asking for you to donate at least 150 rand. That says, okay, I mean, I'm bringing my own, therefore I donate.
So it's like a restaurant corkage. You're not saying you can't bring your own, but you're suggesting that if you do. And it's fair enough. You might find that the vendors don't have what you're looking for available.
Of course.
So rather than go without, you can bring your own, but there's going to be a donation.
Yes.
What is the ticket price?
General is 200 rand. Golden Cycle, it's 300 rand. Then we've got a special one, which is actually a VIP. We're going to erect a very special tent with beautiful couches. Then you relax and enjoy at least two meals. You're so exclusive and just enjoy it.
And that's going to be quite expensive, is it?
Yeah.
What sort of price?
It's 1,000 rand. It's 1,000 rand.
Per person?
Per person, okay. Yes.
So you can, if you're a company or you're looking at a corporate event, bring a table of 10,000 rand, and you're in with a VIP experience, fantastic music, great company as well. And I think it's going to be a really, really super event. How many people are you expecting to be there?
At least we can reach up to 1,500, up to the venue, the place can accommodate up to 2,000.
And this is on the school grounds, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's very, very exciting. I think it's fantastic to be getting the inside edge, if you like, before the event. It's very soon now, the 2nd of April. Yes. Tickets are available on webtickets.co.za. So if you are thinking about an entertainment event of note like this one, don't think too hard. Pop along to, get online to webticket.co.za and reserve your seats now. I presume it's not reserved seating, it's just reserved entry. So you come and sit on the ground. What does one need to bring? Picnic blankets or folding chairs, or what is the form?
Yes, because it's a jazz in the park environment, you know, so it's... It's jazz experience. It's outdoor jazz experience. So, bringing your gazebo, bringing your towels or camp chairs, you know, so that you can be actually so much comfortable. Enjoy. Think of a smallanyana picnic of yourselves with your loved one or your family.
So there's enough space to spread out and enjoy the setting and the music as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like a great idea. Mm. Further to this event, let's get back into what the school, you've got some serious needs, and I see from the photographs and the video that I've studied, you're quite right. There is a huge Olympic size swimming pool that seems to be in a state of poor repair. That'll be quite simple, I think, to get back. You need a filter. You've got electricity on site, I presume?
Yes, we do.
And things like, have you got space you were talking about a tennis court. Is there enough ground? Is there plenty of space?
The school has plenty of space. You can develop whatever you want to develop. You can have your what you used to call it. You can have parties. You can have birthday parties. You can have weddings inside the school. You can do a lot,
because it is a beautiful. I think it's a heritage building for sure. I mean, built over 100 years ago in grand style, and it still looks like from the outside that it's in fairly good condition. I see a couple of windows that have come adrift, but apart from the odd window pane, everything still looks like it's in good shape. It's certainly a beautiful building, and I think it's something that needs to be protected and developed and loved and cherished and brought back into its former glory. And with the team that Sponello and Sma have put together, I'm sure that that's a possibility. Now that they are talking to Atlas, at least the first fundraiser is a go on the 2nd of next month. What other events have you got planned?
We've got a golf day on the 26th of September. We already have one of the companies I won't mention now who have bought the hole. We're encouraging companies also to come and buy the hole.
Where are you playing?
We're playing in Mhlali Country Club.
Okay, nice course.
Yes.
Excellent. So golf day, jazz day. What else is in the lineup, Sma?
Gala dinner.
Okay.
Yes.
And when is that?
On the 26th of September.
26th of
September? On the 25th of September.
A gala dinner.
Yes.
And presumably you'll be back in to give us more information closer to the time when people can start booking, etc. So there are things happening. And I think it's a good idea that we stay in the loop so that we can help you to promote these events. And I'd like to come out and have a look at the school, because it looks like a project worth getting involved in. And I think the jazz festival is something that we really need to take hands and develop, because it is under the auspices of the Herbie Hancock Institute internationally and one other august body.
It's UNESCO. Yeah, UNESCO is part of it. Actually, UNESCO is the one that endorses a lot of cultural science and technology activities that are happening around the world. So if you are doing it and you are being recognized by them, your society that recognize them are actually knowing that you are doing something that is legible or authentic.
So certainly very worthwhile projects under the auspices of UNESCO and the Herbie Hancock Foundation, and the opportunity for it to become an annual event is certainly there. I think it will pretty much depend on how well supported it is. And in order to get the exposure that you require, well, you're here on radio right now. I'm sure that there are going to be many opportunities going forward for us to work together. My very special guest, and I thank you for coming in, Mrs. Sma, S.P. Hlongwa, the headmistress of the school, Sbonelo Mlangeni, the marketing expert that is raising the funds to get the school back into its pristine condition, and Atlas Duma, who is the head. You're the head of the Natal, the KZN Jazz Association, or something like that.
Oh, yes, I'm a GS, the General Secretary for KZN Jazz Appreciators Association.
And I believe a fine musician yourself.
I'm a musician myself. I'm a drama composer, and
Are you going to be playing at the event the second?
I decided not to perform on this one, you know, so because there will be a lot on my shoulders. So
absolutely. Well, in the future, I'm sure we'll see you in action. But thank you for joining me on the Dave Charles Show, folks, and I wish you huge success on the second. We'll certainly be pushing the agenda to make sure that it's really well attended. And we play out with little Mikasa. They won't be, they're not jazz enough for the festival, but, you know, they're getting there.